Okay, so good morning, everybody. So it is 11 o'clock here in New York, and we are officially starting our Power Hour coaching call. And I want to welcome everybody that's on the call. We have a lot, some new people from different parts of the country, so I want to welcome you. And I'm going to go over some ground rules with you, so that way you understand the purpose of this call. Now, there's a couple of logistic things too. Now, some of you are new power agents, so let me just take a couple of minutes to welcome the new power agents and give them a sense of what we do. Every month, I do these live calls, and the purpose of these calls are basically two things. Number one is to go over some of the things that are in the magazine. There's a digital magazine that you have access to, which we'll talk about in just a second. The second part, and most important, is to give you some coaching on something that you need specific. Now, we have an hour, and I'm going to tell you something. What you're going to notice, and I've said this to people before, people are like voyeurs on this call, meaning that they're usually pretty quiet, and they don't. I'm just amazed at how many times people do not take this opportunity to ask me a question to help improve their business. So the really smart agents do. The smart agents say, "All right, listen, I've got Daryl for an hour. Let me ask him something that's going to help improve my business, improve my skill, and make more money." So hopefully I got a lot of smart people on the call. Now, right now I can't hear you. Right now we've muted the call, and the reason why we've done that is to get a really good quality call. So I'm going to tell you how to unmute yourself. And here's how you do that. If you want to interject, you want to ask me a question, anything like that, what you need to do is hit star six on your keypad one time. Now, when you do that, it takes just about 10 seconds for it to actually work. There's a delayed reaction, so don't do it more than once. So when you hit star six one time, it will unmute you, and I'll be able to hear you and I can talk. And then when it's time to mute you back, then you hit star six a second time, and then it'll put you back on mute. So what I want you to do is I want you to start to think about right now, gang, what is it that you're working in your business that you're having a struggle with that you want some personal help? At the beginning of this call, before some of you called in, one of our power agents, Estelle, asked me a question about, expireds. When you're calling expireds, how do you prevent them from hanging up when you call them? So that's one of the questions I'm going to handle. And also, Manny Bernardo, she had sent me an email re on the fa on the Power Program website asking me a question, so I'm going to handle hers too, and anybody else. So, all right. So that's it as far as the logistics. So what we're going to do is a couple other things. We are recording the call, so at the end of the call in a few days, we'll wind up posting this recording on the website so you can listen to it again. I will tell you, the last month's call that we did, we did a lot about calling FSBOs, and we actually role played that. So if anybody wants to hear me going through the FSBO call and record, you should really listen to that. You should really listen to that. I can't help that. I sorry, just got a note. So some there's a dinging sound that somebody said is really loud. We can't help that. It's we have no control over that. Anyway, so if you want to listen to me role playing calling a for sale by owner, that was on last month's call, and that was pretty cool. Let's see, anything else? I'm just looking at my notes. All right, super. So what we're going to do first is I want to get into the questions that you guys have, and then we'll go into the magazine and give you some ideas to help improve yourself on a listing appointment. By the way, the magazine is on the Power Program website. So if you go to thepowerprogram.com is the Power Agent website. And the only way you get access to some of the things that I'm going to talk about on this call is you have to have your username and password. Now, for some reason, if you lost it, it's in your spam folder. Check there, email us saying that you don't have it, and we'll get it to you, but after the call. We're not going to do it now during the call. All right, so I think that's all that I got for you guys. And as the call progresses, we're going to hear less of the dingings that you guys have been hearing. So that's every time you hear a ding, that's somebody calling in. So we have a lot of people calling in late. Okay. Hey, Manny, Bernardo, are you on the call? Manny, if you are, I want you to hit star 6 one time on your keypad and just give it about 5-10 seconds and it'll kick in. So, Manny, are you on the call? And if she is, and I'm going to tell you guys what her question was and how to deal with that problem. And then, Estelle, you're going to be up. The rest of you, I want you to start thinking about what you want to ask me. Manny, are you there? Okay, she's not. So, gang, here's what Manny asked me. She said, what is the most effective way of introducing yourself to a prospect if you're just new in real estate and have not done a sale yet? What script can you use when you're asked how long you've been in the business and how many houses have you sold? So this obviously is specific to anybody that is new in real estate, but I'm going to answer it so everybody can get value. One of the most important things in getting listings, especially when you're talking to FSBOs and expireds, is you have to ooze confidence. The moment that homeowners are like dogs, they can smell fear. You know, just imagine if you went into a yard and you were afraid of a dog. The dog's probably going to get aggressive with you. They're not going to trust you. Some of them will even bark at you or even bite you, worst case scenario. Well, a listing appointment is the same way. I want you to imagine when you walk into a home that you're walking into a yard and these homeowners are dogs. And if you don't ooze with confidence, it's going to impact the whole conversation. They're going to not trust you. If they don't trust you, they start asking questions like how long you've been doing real estate. So let me share something with you that really helped me. The first year that I was speaking, I'll never forget this. I was in Wilmington, Delaware. Now, I've been in a lot of cities, but this one sticks out for me. And if you've never been to Wilmington, Delaware, it's really, you know, it's a major city for Delaware, but it's still small compared to most. And I remember it because it was the night before I was going to be teaching my first real estate seminar that wasn't in my backyard where I had friends that would support me. So I was walking into, you know, this audience, and I was so nervous. I cannot tell you. I was never so nervous my whole entire life. I called a speaker friend of mine, and here's what he said to me, and I'll never forget. His name's Gary Sisson. And Gary said to me the night before, he says, Daryl, you do not have to know everything about real estate when you're in front of those people. All you have to know and be so confident at is the 3 hours you're about to teach them. So don't think you've got to know 300 hours or 30 hours of material. You just got to know those 3 hours better than they know it. And the question is, Daryl, do you know your 3 hours? And when he asked me that question, I said, absolutely. I've been practicing and rehearsing this over and over again. He said, well, that's it. Just stand in that confidence that you know that 3 hours better than your audience. And that sticks with me. That was back in 1990. So that's a long time ago, and I'll never forget that. So, gang, here's my point. When you go into a listing appointment, you don't have to be a total expert about everything. But you have to feel confident about that listing conversation. Whatever you design, know it so well that it'll empower you and have that confidence. So that's my first thing. The second thing for new agents, what you may want to do is, if you're really concerned about that, is go with another agent with you that is experienced. So in the beginning, as you start to get listings and sales, you can break away from that agent. But up until that point, you can find somebody who's experienced, that has confidence, that has a track record, so you don't have to worry about that question. But I will tell you, going back to the first part that I said, when you are really confident in a listing appointment, now, by the way, my listing appointments took me 2 hours. And the reason why it took 2 hours is because it included the touring time. I didn't do two-stop approaches. I didn't go there, look at the house, and leave, and then go do a CMA and go back to the house and then present the CMA. I did it all in 2 hours. And I knew that 2 hours better than that homeowner. It gave me confidence. And in the beginning part of my business, where I didn't have a lot of sales and I didn't have a lot of listings, I didn't get the question, how long you been in real estate or how many sales have you made? And I believe the reason why I didn't get that question is because of the confidence. There was something else, too, that helped me. You know, I was very active in RPAC. I was very active in my board. So I have, for example, one of the pictures that I had that I showed the homeowner and explaining at the beginning of my conversation. And by the way, let me interrupt myself. When you put your listing conversation together, I believe the best formula is the first part of the conversation should be about your credibility. The second part is about your company's credibility. And then the third part is the actual listing appointment, which is your marketing tools that you use, brokers open house, public open house, etc. Now, let me distinguish something for you guys that's real that I think is important, because most agents confuse what I just said. The second part that talks about your company, first part is you, second part is your company, third part is your marketing. Sometimes agents will include in the part about the company things that the company does to promote their sellers. So, for example, if they run print advertising or they have television show that they do, commercials, so they'll have that or their internet website. So they'll think they're talking about the company in Section 2, but the truth is that would go into Section 3. Those are marketing tools that you and your company use to get a house promoted and sold. So to help distinguish it, the third section of your listing conversation, which is in a book format, that third section is anything that benefits the seller in getting the property sold. The second section about your company are the things that add credibility to who the company is. For example, how long they've been around, how many offices they have. If you only you have one office, how many agents you have. A story about the broker. Why did the broker open up this company? What was the broker's background? What is your market share? How many listings do you have now? What's your days on market? Which is very powerful. These are things that add credibility to the company. You know, if your days on market, meaning the average home sells in your company, above average for your the other offices and other companies in your market or in your MLS, you should share that kind of information. I'll also say in Section 2 about your company, it's really powerful, valuable, in my opinion, it's having graphs. Like if you could graph out, like when I went on a listing appointment, I showed where our office was in listings because we were the number one listing office in the marketplace, and we were also the number one sales office in our marketplace. So I had a graph that showed our company name, the second company position, third company, fourth company, and it was a visual representation on how much further we were than just the second company following us. So wherever you can do graphs, that's a good thing. Another thing to tell you is in creating market share and sales, like presenting that to a homeowner, sometimes more than one company will say they're number one in listings or they're number one in days on market or something like that. And so there might be a couple of companies saying this. So how can two companies be number one? Well, here's how it is. It's based on the data and the time frame. So, you know, last year, or let's say, what is this now, September? So let's say from January to September, your company is not the number one office as far as listings, days on market, or any of those stats. But you might be number one in the last 90 days, the last 60 days, you know, during a summertime period. So usually you can tweak the numbers to become number one in something. And I'm not saying that's out of integrity. You're clearly communicating, this is the time frame, here's what we captured, here's what we discovered. So, and where you get that information is from your MLS. All right, so I'm adding a lot of material to make sure everybody gets value, but I'm going to go back to Mennie's question, and I hope I'm saying her name right, M-E-N-N-I-E. So Mennie, the more confident you are, the less chance of getting the question of how long you've been in real estate or how many houses you sold. Now, if you still get that question, so this is for all the new agents, If you get that question, no matter what I just said, I have an answer for you what to say. And then Estelle, I'm going to come to you. So Estelle, get ready. And I'll tell you how to unmute yourself in a second. So what I would say to the homeowner is that if they ask me, well, Daryl, how many houses have you sold and how long have you been in real estate? This is what I would say. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, before I answer you this, let me just say that, say something. And that is, for me to get licensed in the state of New York, before I can even start to practice real estate, I have to go through, gang, I don't know what the number is. I think it's 70 hours, so whatever your state is. So before I can even practice real estate, I have to take 70 hours. Then after that, I figured that I went through another 20 hours of training in the field, plus at my board, learning all of the other things that needs to be learned in order to list and sell real estate in Long Island. So right out the gate, I have 90 hours, which most homeowners have not experienced that 90 hours of education. With that said, because I've just started in real estate, I haven't produced any sales. But let me just tell you this. I am so committed to doing a fabulous job with you because I don't get paid until I do my job. When the house sells is when I get paid. So if I'm going to do all this work, I need to make sure that it's going to be successful. I also need your testimonial. And if it's okay with you, I'm going to ask that of you at the end of our relationship. So that way that'll help build my business. And if there's still any apprehension, what I'm willing to do is if you commit to this, then I'm going to also sign a withdrawal form, meaning that if any time during our listing agreement and our relationship that you don't feel I'm working beyond your expectations, I've already signed this withdrawal form. It's unconditional, and you can fire me at any time. Now, no agent would do that in our market, but the reason why I'm willing to do that is because I want you to know that once you commit to me, I'm going to every day wake up thinking about what can I do to help get Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana's house sold. And I'm going to do this for you, and I'm going to be successful with it. So that's how I would handle that if you got that question. Okay, hope that helped you. I hope that helped everybody on the call. I love that idea about signing a withdrawal form. I mean, what homeowner wouldn't take that? That's because most agents wouldn't do that, and I think that's a great technique. All right, Estelle, what I'm going to do is work with you now. So, Estelle, what you're going to do is hit star 6 one time on your keypad, and then it'll just be